Te Herenga Mahara, the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission report is out, and there's an admission of young people to adult inpatient mental health services part of the focus. Now, I don't know if you're aware, but the admission of rangatahi to adult inpatient mental health services is a strong focus in the latest report. It examines trends of our young people aged 12 through 17 who have been put into adult inpatient mental health services. In this country, seemingly 159 adolescents were admitted to adult inpatient services in just the past year. And this represents a quarter of all adolescents who are admitted for inpatient mental health care. Thank you for joining us on the show again, Hayden. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale.
Kia ora, how appropriate is this or inappropriate? What should be happening? Do we have the resources? Why is it that those in vulnerable age groups 5 years from 12 are being forced into attending adult inpatient services, and how might they differ from an approach that was directly specific to the needs of our rangatahi?
Yeah, well, it's very inappropriate. In our view, we wanted to shine a light on this practice, Dale. And, you know, we're talking specifically about rangatahi youth 12 to 17 years of age being admitted one in four admissions into adult services. We know that our rangatahi and our young people are experiencing significantly more distress. That's being impacted recently by the impacts of weather events and COVID lockdowns and so on. So we know that there's a need for us to address. We've reached a critical point. And for us at Te Herenga Mahara, we are advocating for a zero level of young people going into adult services, and we're concerned about this, and we want to see people with acute distress, young people with acute distress, being able to go into an area that's supportive of them and upholds their rights in their mana.
Tēnā koe. It's a difficult nut to crack, though, isn't it? Because it is costly to set up specific rangatahi-focused mental health support units, but it does seem necessary. You touched on how inappropriate it is that young people are forced into adult inpatient services. How might a service specific for this age group differ from what's available to them through that adult service, Hayden?
Yes, look, you're quite right. It is a difficult nut to crack, but it is one that is possible. I've been on the show before, Dale, and talked about the need for transformation of the mental health and addiction system. And that it needs transformation. And that was called for in the Hea Oranga report from the 2018 inquiry, mental health inquiry. But having said that, we think that this particular area needs to be prioritised. We believe that with a good leadership a focus on both investment and a clear plan as to the way forward, it is achievable. There are some challenges, and we all know that there's extensive workforce challenges across the entire system and across the mental health and addiction system as well. But what we're advocating for is not necessarily more of the same. It's important that young people have access to specialist services when they need them. But we're also advocating for more community-based services closer to home, services that can intervene at an earlier level. Young people have expressed a view that that if they were able to take themselves out of their current situation, which could be quite distressing, and put into more respite and community-based services, that they would be better off. There's a call for more kaupapa Māori services that align with our rangatahi. So we're talking about a different kind of service that complements the existing service programs that are available.
Thanks, young people, and the pressures on them in a modern society. We talk often about the benefits of digital connectivity, but it can also have downsides. Have you seen any noticeable trends regarding adolescent and rangatahi mental health issues as we are more involved in a digital world, more so than when we grew up, Hayden? What are some of the trends you've noticed?
Yes, well, yeah, it is a worldwide phenomenon, and our younger people are, as you say, we're in a different generation, and they are exposed to different pressures and opportunities. So we know that technology and young people are obviously great users of technology and digital platforms. So there's a good side of being able to connect and relate to peers and so on. But there's also the downside, and often that's leading to feelings of being unsafe, feelings of being bullied online, and so on. So there is a worldwide trend. It's been happening since about 2012, and we know it. So we know that that's happening. So we really acknowledge that as one of the pressures for young people. So when we look at the solutions, what we're looking for, in addition to access to specialist services, is really a lot more services that are based with that are peer-led. So more services where young people have had their own experiences and can work alongside young people in distress. We know that in kaupapa Māori settings, that karangatahi respond well. So we're talking about creating more services that are more aligned to young people and closer to their home.
As always, I appreciate your contribution to our thinking, brother, and wishing you well with the ongoing mahi as the chair of the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission. All the best until next time, whanaunga from Taranaki. Thanks so much for joining us, Hayden.
Kia ora, Dale.
Tēnā koe, brother. Thank you. You're 603 Urban Māori Radio.